USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A group of 24 Republicans managed to derail the House impeachment inquiry. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise led a group of Republicans into the secured room where the impeachment inquiry was being conducted.
We actually wanted to hear the witness. And instead, when he left, Adam Schiff threatened us.
New Jersey Democrat Tom Malinowski called the Republicans' move a pathetic stunt.
Every single member is going to have to face themselves in the mirror.
Critics say the president's action caused the crisis in northern Syria. But now the president says the U.S. got Turkey to agree to a permanent ceasefire, and he defended his decision to pull U.S. troops out of the region.
Countless lives are now being saved as a result of our negotiation with Turkey, an outcome reached without spilling one drop of American blood.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation in world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll-free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
The California utility company Pacific Gas and Electric began cutting electricity to some 179,000 accounts to prepare for dry, windy conditions that could spark wildfires in the state. The power outages will affect customers in 17 counties, primarily near Sacramento and San Francisco. The announcement comes as forecasters predict hot, dry, and windy weather conditions in the region. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection blamed electrical transmission lines owned by PG&E for the Camp Fire in 2018. The blaze was the most destructive and deadliest in California's history, killing 85 people. PG&E carried out blackouts earlier this month to millions of customers in response to unfavorable weather conditions. CEO Bill Johnson warned last week that the state could see regular outages over the next decade. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The Speaker of the House is under fire once again. USA's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump and many Republicans are not happy with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi because of the fact she's taking too long to put the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement up for a vote. Josh Hawley is a Republican senator from Missouri. He tells Fox News the only reason he believes that the USMCA has not been passed.
I got two words for you. Nancy Pelosi. That's how it's possible. All of this is being held up by her. The Senate would pass it in a heartbeat. Nancy Pelosi won't bring it to the floor. And why? Because it's the impeachment circus full time, all the time, over in the House. Nothing's happening there, Brian. And the reason is they are hell-bent on impeaching this president. They're willing to throw anything aside.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A new report says parents need to discuss train dangers with their children. USA's Chris Barnes has that story.
The new report says every 5 days in America, a young person aged 19 or under is killed by a train. Safe Kids Worldwide issuing the report to tell parents that it can take a mile for a heavy freight train to stop, even after a locomotive engineer spots someone or even a vehicle on the tracks. The nonprofit group's urging parents to teach their kids about the dangers of walking near railroad tracks and to obey railroad crossing gates and lights, and to avoid using cell phones or headphones whenever they're near railroad tracks.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.